With many events being cancelled or rescheduled, we thought we would take a look at the annual Blind Sailing Week, which takes place in the summer for experienced sailors and blind and partially sighted people who have never been on a boat before. And joining us, we have Will Bridge to tell us more. Thank you for joining us, Will.
It's a pleasure. Our event takes place in June, and we hope that some form of normality will have returned by then and that we can take visually impaired people out on the water. Many of them are dying to do that, either the first time or after many years of being on events like this. But really, we don't know for sure. We do not know for sure whether we can take them out for the day, whether we can run the week, exactly what format it's going to take. We'd love to stick with our tried and tested full week of cruising, but that's in the lap of the gods.
Well, let's look at the positive side then, Will, and talk about the week itself, because it has been going for some time now, and you do have many people take part in this. You know, you have regular people who come along, but you're always looking for new people, even those who have never been on a boat before.
Absolutely. Sailing is a marvellous pursuit, actually, for visually impaired people. The senses that you get from being on a small boat are really amenable to people with little or no sight, but are able to sense the wind, feel the movement of the boat, and generally enjoy the sense of freedom of being out on the open sea. So yes, our week's cruising is very much open to beginners as well as experienced old hands, so to speak.
And it is a real experience of onboard life, because you're not just sailing on the boats each day, you're living on board as well.
That's right. Well, our traditional model, which as you say, has been going for more than 30 years, is to welcome our visually impaired crew one Saturday and have them live on the boat until the following Friday or Saturday. So a week aboard a 30 or 40 foot sailing cruiser with their own bunk and their own responsibilities for running the boat, as well as their many opportunities for learning to sail it.
You are taking part, as you say, Will, in all aspects. So you could be helping with the, you know, the washing up or sailing as well. So there's a real opportunity to really immerse yourself in the whole experience, because you are out there on the waves and you're staying sometimes in different places each night as well.
Yes, the idea of the week is that a sighted skipper, usually a sighted boat owner skipper, donates their time and their sailing boat to the event and take two visually impaired crew, along with typically two sighted crew, so on a one-to-one basis, out for a week and go on a fixed itinerary along the beautiful ports on the south coast of England. This year, we're hoping to be doing this out of Lymington in Hampshire near the New Forest.
Now, in terms of sailing the boat, you really do encourage people to get involved in everything, you know, from the sails, the ropes, to steering the boat as well. And there are lots of different ways that even someone who's completely blind can really play a full part.
Absolutely, yes. Sailing involves sensing the wind and feeling the motion of the boat. And blind people are very good, for example, at knowing when a boat starts to heel too much, when the sails start to flap and need to be trimmed in, or they start to bag and they need to be let out. These kind of rope handling skills and sailing skills, helming skills, always under the careful guidance of a sighted skipper, come quite quickly to many people. And that feeling of freedom, sailing or trimming the sails on a boat as it crosses the waves and goes to a new port each evening. There are certain aids along the way. And for direction seeking, for example, we have audio compass. Actually, it's an app on a smartphone nowadays, which, let's say the next port is due north from where you've just set off from, it will make a series of audio messages into a headphone or onto the boat speaker to let you know when you're wandering off course to the left and to the right. And we also have another piece of technology, which is the 3D charts, where we have created raised surfaces on conventional maritime paper charts, so that you can feel the contours, feel the cliffs and the rocks, sense the shallows and all the rest of it, and genuinely help to plan courses from one port to the next.
In terms of taking part then, are there things you look for in people? Because, you know, at the end of the day, there are some physical exertions to this as well.
Yes, I mean, mainly we look for enthusiasm and keenness to learn amongst adults. So the two criteria that we have to make, since these are privately owned and quite unmodified sailing boats, is, as well as being an adult, we look for an agility, which I always say is equivalent to being able to climb over a 5-bar gate if you're out walking in the country. To get from a harbour, a pontoon, onto a boat involves climbing over something which is a bit like that. So if you can do that, you've certainly got the physical requirements. And if you're lively and enthusiastic and positive, either as a beginner or as a returner, then that ticks all of the boxes.
Now, we are obviously hoping that this goes ahead, and we will update people as well. This is obviously down to changes and restrictions, etc. But if people are interested, well, what do they have to do? How can they get more info or register their interest?
Okay, well, just to say that the penciled in dates for this year are in June, as I said, actually the 12th to the 19th from the town of Leamington in Hampshire. And to get more information about the event, please email the following address. It's mail, M-A-I-L, at blindweeksailing, all one word, blindweeksailing.co.uk. We are asking people to make initial expression of interest by the middle of March, because at that point, frankly, we'll know whether we can run a week with all that that involves, including living on board a boat, or whether the progress of the vaccinations, as against the progress of the COVID in the country, means that we can do less, perhaps day sailing or some other modification of our usual pattern of the event.
And I absolutely would encourage you, if you haven't done this before, you're blind or partially sighted, never been on a boat, never sailed, do have a go. It is a great experience. And get in touch with the details, which Will mentioned. We will, of course, come back to this near the time, just to let you know, give you a little reminder. But for the moment, Will, thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan, very much.